Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. What happens in your training if all you do is go flat out and you don't stop? We break. And as somebody who's competed for years through bodybuilding, played a high level of rugby throughout the years, and now running a high level of business, everything's got its commonalities. But you do a 19-week prep into a bodybuilding show, physique show, whatever it may be. At the end, you need a break. You need to pull back a little bit. Or in the off season, you're pushing hard at it and then you need to pull back a little. Your nervous system gets exhausted and then it's going to be counterproductive and then you start going backwards if you don't take a break. Push and pull. You have phases of pushing, you have phases of pulling back. And I want to talk to you today about business. I wanted to start the video off by just giving you a better understanding for that concept of pushing and pulling. And there's no better place to help you understand that than training. In the comments below, just tell me, what is your next push? Is it going to be 3K, 5K, 10K? And over what time frame? Just say 3K, 6 weeks, 10K, 3 months. Just put that in the comments below. I'd love to know. But we mentor a lot of coaches. And I always talk about the muscle of business. All right? The muscle of business and the work capacity that that has. Now, if you said to me, Mark, you're going to work flat out for the next 6 months. And you're not really going to take a break. Doing things that you're inspired by, energized by, focused by, I'm like, let's go, right? There are long phases where I just work and work and work and work and work. I'm deeply inspired to do that. And there are long phases where you train and train and train and you're deeply inspired to do that and you don't really take a break, but you just keep going. But as you're building your business, there are going to be a lot of tasks within your business that you're less inspired to do. And I'm going to use one which is relatable to so many of you. It's pushing for money. It's pushing for sales. It's recording all your data. Yes, you want to make some more money. But at the moment, for 90% of you, making money is not the highest thing on your value. Being a great coach, studying your craft, helping your clients, that's really, really inspiring to you because you don't really take a break from doing your check-ins, reading your books on nutrition and training. That's the stuff that energizes you. You feel inspired. You love doing it. Then I say to you, right, you're going to go flat out trying to generate book calls. You're going to go flat out doing sales calls. You're going to be flat out returning and following up with people and recording what you're doing every single day. And then you start to notice yourself getting exhausted and you're pushing really hard. And about 6 weeks later, you're like, I'm exhausted. At that point, week 7, week 8, week 9, business starts to go backwards. You're less inspired. You're not doing as many calls. You're not pushing as many follow-ups. You're not trying to book as many conversations with people, have as many conversations with people. And I say, what do we think the problem? You've just lost a bit of focus. You've lost energy. So many times when I see this, I go, great, we need a break. We need to pull back. But there's no easier way for me to notice when we need to pull back than this. Unrealistic goals. Unrealistic expectations. I see coaches working flat out as if their goal within 6 months is to make $1 million a year or 85 plus a month. And they may be earning 5 or 6K a month right now. And I'm like, what are you doing? The intensity that you're working at right now, it seems like you're going for a goal that's not realistic because I know you can't keep up this pace. So I'm going to ask you a question right now. What are you working towards? What are you really, really working towards? Are you earning 3K right now and you want to go to 5K months? Are you earning 5, want to go to 10? Are you earning 10, but you want to go to 25? I want you to be very, very clear. Not for anybody else, but for you. And if you're 23 right now, watching or listening to this, and you want to be earning 5X what you're earning right now, but you're okay to earn that in 5 years' time, then you can lower down this fantasy idea of how much money you want to make. Because I'll tell you one thing. If somebody said to me, look, I'm 23, by the age of 25, I want to be a millionaire. I watch this relentless energy, focus, discipline, concentration, and they just keep going and keep going and keep going. Yes, they may take a little break, but they keep going because they're so inspired to grow their wealth. But I want to ask you right now, is that your number one goal, to just go for that? You're like, well, no, my number one goal is to be a great coach. It's to build my reputation. It's to look after my clients. It's to make sure they have great service. And I want to increase my money from this to this. I'm like, great. That's an extra $5K a month. Just wanted to stop the video for 2 seconds. Now, if you find my content helpful and you want to learn more from me, you want access to resources, you want more free trainings and live weekly webinars, then make sure you click the link in the description. Make sure you head over to my Impact and Integrity free Facebook group. Now, let's get on with the video. But if you compounded that every 6 months, so we had a push for 4 months, and then 2 months you pull back. And in that 4 months, you work really, really hard, you increase your turnover by 3 to 4K per month. And then we have 2 months where we pull back a little bit. When we pull back a little bit, it doesn't mean we stop marketing. It doesn't mean we stop doing sales calls. It means we stop being as aggressive to get that extra 5K per month. We focus on service, systems, results. Maybe you go and do a course. Maybe you study a little bit more of your craft. And then we go, okay, cool. We've had 6 to 7 weeks where we pulled back from aggressive selling and we've taken stock and you've done all the stuff you're inspired to do. How do you feel? I feel amazing. I feel energized. I feel ready to go. I feel pumped. Great. What's the next goal? Okay, it's the beginning of August. What's the next goal? Well, I'd like to go to the middle of September, which is 6 weeks. And I'd like to inject an extra 4K per month. Okay, so we go, okay, so we need 20 clients. So in 6 weeks, we need 20 clients. So we need 3-4 clients a week. Okay, at the moment, is it evidential that we're getting 3 to 4 clients a week? Probably getting about 2. So what are we going to do in terms of lead gen? We've got to work a lot harder. We've got to push this. We've got to push that. Good. We've got 6 weeks. And then we go pretty aggressive to get that number of clients in that short period of time. And then we stop when we've hit it. And then we pull back and we reassess and go, how did you find that? The pace was a little bit more intense for me. Great. Well, let's pull it down to getting 2 clients a week. How does that work? That's 8 clients a month, 12 clients in 6 weeks. Great. 12 clients. Let's say it's going to be another 3K a month. Now, if you did those sprints, short sprints, and every single time you did it, your revenue went up 3K, and you started this whole push-pull process on 3K, and then you had an increase in 2 to 3K, that takes you to 5K. Then you have another 8 weeks where you just take your time, and then you reassess and go for another 3 to 4K. And that, on top of your current income, takes you to 8K. And that is while doing 3 push-pulls. And that's not even halfway through the year. And then by the end of the year, you've had another 3 push-pulls, and each one's 3K. And that 3K is now 9K. And then on top of what you were earning before, you're probably earning about 16, 17 grand. But you've done it by pushing for 6 weeks. You've done it for pulling back for 4 weeks, 5 weeks. You've then been pushing for 6 weeks. And you've done this push and pull process. You have a bit of back off time. You're not so aggressive with your selling. But in 1 year, you've gone from earning 2 to 3K to 16 to 17 grand. Now I say to you, what would it be like if you were earning 25 to 30 grand a year from your online coaching business, and at the end of year one, you were earning 175,000? If you're 24 or 25 and you're earning 160,000, 170,000, and then in year two, you double that and you're at 250 grand, and then year three, you're at 375 grand, because for every year that you grow your tools, your systems, your social media content, your entrepreneurial skills just keep doubling up and doubling up, you end up with a lot of money within 3 to 4 years. And then I say to you, is the goal to become a millionaire in 4 years? No, the goal to be a millionaire in 7 to 8 years or 5 to 6 years. Great. Is there evidence of that coming true from this strategy that we're following right now? No, probably in the next couple of years, I need to double what we're doing each month. Well, you'll have better systems, better clients, better results, better service, everything. And there's a greater chance of not just repeating what you did last year, but you'll end up doubling it because you'd have developed more skills, developed better people into the company, and you've done it using a push-pull strategy. How does that feel? Wow. Same thing with a coach that comes to see us earning 10K. And I say, you're on 10K, but you're watching everybody on social media and you're going, I want to do what they've done. Great, why? Because you've got to show evidence, and it's got to be something that's clear that you're in this to make as much money as you possibly can. But here's the deal. I've seen coaches so many times push from signing 9, 10K up to 25K months, hit that number because they've been so disciplined. But along the way, they've learned no skills to retain clients. The service is still very, very poor. They know how to get clients. But guess what? The retention rate is just terrible and clients are leaving left, right and center. So when you do have a pause phase, because you're not growing as quickly and the clients leave, you just have this mass exodus of people and you think, what's the problem? I have to be so aggressive with the selling. If you've built your brand, your reputation, the service, the results, you won't have to be as aggressive because you'll always have a constant stream of inbound inquiries anyway. So this whole concept of pushing and pulling is basically giving you an opportunity to say to yourself, right, what do I really want? How much do I really, really want to make? And what is realistic with my energy, my focus, my discipline? It's going to be 6 weeks. Now, if I said to you, look, you're going to have a break at the end of 6 weeks. You're going to go away, or you're going to have a week off, or you're going to go to Marbella for 2 weeks, or you're just going to pull back and stay wherever you are located right now. You've got something to work towards. If someone says we've got a 19-week till prep, I remember doing a 19-week prep. And towards the end of the 19-week prep, they said, are you going to do another show? And I was like, my mind was so focused on that 19 weeks. It took me a long time to kind of get my head around it and go, okay, cool. I'll push another 3 or 4 weeks and do another show. And that was a massive, massive challenge. Why? Because I was exhausted. And I was so much looking forward to increasing my calories, you know, getting some more energy back. But I sucked it up and I went a little bit further. And it's the same thing for you. You have a set target in mind. You work to that. And then there's some reward at the end of it. And that's when you present yourself with some reward. You've done the sprint. And over the course of the 12 months, if you've done 4 or 5 of those and each one's an increase in $3,000, then it's an increase ultimately of $15,000 a month on top of what you're earning right now. So you may not have thought about this, but having mentored a huge amount of coaches over the years, I know without a doubt that when you follow this strategy, you're a lot more fulfilled, you have a lot more energy, you have a lot more focus, you can reset, you can push again, or you can be somebody that just says, look, I'm going to do 3 months absolutely solid, straight work to get me to where I want to be, and then you can pull back, give yourself some reward, and acknowledge all the hard work that you've put in. It's a strategy that's worked for a lot of people we work with inside Coaching Concierge. We can help you to do it too, and grow at a right pace for you. If you found this helpful, and you want some more help, make sure you click the link in the description. If you're watching on YouTube, join our Impact and Integrity Facebook group. Lots of resources, trainings, information that's going to help you build your online coaching business. Or head over to Instagram and drop me a message or share the podcast. Let's help more fitness professionals achieve a more fulfilling career. And for now, take care. Speak to you soon.